שלום, אנחנו קוראים בתיקוני הזוהר.
Hello, we are reading in the corrections of the Zohar. We're on page 36 in the Hebrew version, correction 11. You can send questions to Kab TV or Sviva Tova. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Again, page 36 in the Hebrew text, correction 11 in the corrections of the Zohar. Correction 11. Bereshit, at first, bara shit. And what is it? Six halls against the 6 days of Genesis. Elohim, upper ima upon them, which is the seventh hall. And just as upper ima emerged with six, so did lower mother, who brought out six. And what is it? The heavens and the earth. And those are the six vessels upon which it was said that the 6 days were done by the Creator, the heavens and the earth. And the lower halls are the kelim for the upper halls. And while Israel were praying, all these halls were opened with them. And now in exile, it was said on them, all the gates have been locked, and divinity is outside of its hall, and the Creator is outside of his hall, and the angels that are appointed to the prayers outside of their halls. As it is written, they, El Alam, cried outwards, and they have nothing but prayers and a place to enter. And this is all the gates have been locked. But the gates of tears have not been locked, and there's no one to open those gates until those with tears come, as it was written about, and he should open and see the child, and there is a lad that is crying. And there's no hall that opened but by him. And this is, and thou shall open certainly, since that hall will be opened to him. As it is written, Adni, open my lips. And what was it opened? By tear. As it is written, in here is a lad who is crying, and immediately she had mercy upon him.
But if...
And she shall open. When Israel open with repentance in crying, immediately. And she shall open when Israel open with repentance in crying, immediately she has mercy over him. And this is in the cry they shall come. Thanks to his crying, they will be gathered from exile. Since there is the hall of Tyr, who has no authority to be opened but by tears. And there's the hall of melodies that has only the permission to be opened through a melody. And that's why David got close to that hall with Enigun. As it is written that he was as a musician who was playing music. And there is a hall that is opened with light only to a person who engages in the light of the Torah. There is a hall of prophecy that is only opened but to a person who is wise, hero, and rich. And there's a hall of fear, which is called the hall of fear, which is only opened for one who has fear. There is a hall of the poor, which is opened only for the poor who wrap themselves before the Creator with prayer in the wrapping of the mitzvah of the tzitzit and tefillin. And it's written about them, the prayer for the poor shall be wrapped. And there's the gate of the righteous, which is opened only to the righteous. As it's written, this is the gate for the Lord, righteous shall come through it. And this is the gate of the righteous who lives forever, which it was said about him, I have not seen a neglected righteous who asks for bread and with his seed. And now in exile it said about the righteous, he is lost. What did he lose? He lost the queen. And it said about him, and the river shall be ruined and be dried, will be ruined in the first temple and dried up in the second temple. And since he doesn't have of his own, poor cry out with 18 blessings of prayer about the life of the worlds. Hence, the sprout of all the blessings has been departed from there. And there's no one to give them, and the other gates are concealed, and the gate of the righteous is ruined and dried. as a poor man is ruined and dry. The secret of these matters, as the waters shall gather into one place under the heavens, and the land will be seen. And there is no gate that is open, but the gate of Tyr. What is it? The daughter of the eye, as the tear emerges from her. And it's said about her, watch over me as the pupil of the eye. And here a lad is crying about the Creator to have mercy upon him in exile. As it is written, now you should rise and Zion will have mercy. Because to the daughter of fire it was apparent for Moses in the bush. As it is written, and the Creator saw the core of the fire from the bush. And this is Bat, the daughter from Bereshit. And this is Bereshit. The 12th correction. Bereshit, the first statement of them all, which is included of 10 statements. And it is 32 Elohim of the deed of Bereshit. And on the left side it was given, which is Gvura, red fire. Due to it, it's in the core of fire. And Moses was on the side of the Levites, from his own side. And why was it revealed to him in the bush? To show that it was in pressure amongst the thorns. And with that, and the bush was not devoured, because the roses, which are her sons, which are Israel, are in the future to be in exile amongst the multitude of masses, which are the thorns. And this is the secret, I shall do a bride in all the nations, as I have pressured you to there, and I shall not make a bride there. He showed him the reward of the bride, which is the core of the fire amongst the thorns, which are the wicked. When the divinity in Israel is pressured, the reward is the bride. Divinity emerges with a bride from between them, and the bridegroom is for her, and he will come. This is the reward of the pressured bride, and he will redeem them from the exile for her. And the pressure of the exile of the multitude of masses for Israel hurries their redemption. And their looseness detains Israel with the redemption. That's why it was apparent to Moses in the core of the fire of the bush from within the thorns. When you get close to see this deed, the Creator told him, do not come closer, remove your shoes. This is the hint that it was spread from his body, which is a shoe, relative to the other goof that was clothed when he got closer. And there is one who would say that that is his wife, and it is all truth, this and that. It also showed him that the holy temple, which is the building that a man is in the future going to be ruined, and will be built another time by the Creator, as it is written, the glory of this last home will be greater than the first one, because it was said about it, and I will be for it the speech of the Lord, the wall of fire around. It was said in the holy temple, the one who builds Jerusalem, the Creator. And it was said there about a man, and the Creator Elohim built the rib from which man took, which is Chochmah, and he brought it to man, which is the middle pillar, the degree of Moses. And this is the rib, which is certainly the bride of Moses. And it was said about her, and he saw the angel of the Lord upon him in the core of the fire, which is the only daughter from which the light of Torah emerges. And it is written, and he opened, and she saw the child. And she saw it is the divinity, which he cried due to it immediately, and she had mercy for him. And this is, they shall come in crying, and in pleas I shall lead them. In pleas, certainly, to observe the great mercies I shall collect you. At all that time the animals awakened with voice, and the birds tweeted with song, to receive the daughter with joy and melodies, to receive the sanctity from the bride, which is holy, 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 the Lord. And there's no holiness less than 10. And Kiddushin are from the side of Chochmah, which is Yud Kodesh, Israel for the Creator, first is their emergence. Reshit, certainly. And they are blessed with seven blessings from the side of Upper Ima, which is the blessing. And it was said about her to place the blessing on your home. And there are seven blessings. In the Shacharit, two before her, and one after it. In an Arvit, two before her, and two after her. And these are seven sefirot which are included in the bride and groom. And this is Shema Israel, Hear, O Israel. Here we have holiness and blessing and unification. At the same time, David awakens with the violin as he plays upon it in 10 different kinds of nigunim. First in Blessed, and this is Bereshit. The 13th correction, Bereshit, there, Ashrei, blessed is. And this is, blessed is the man. And this is Ekye Asher Ekye, the head to all heads. And it was said about her, your head upon you like the Carmel. And this is the Tfilin of the Rosh. And the your head is indigent, as the Argaman is the Tfilin of the arm. And in it we praise the daughter, which is in Ashrei, as it is written, in Ashrei, for my daughters have blessed me. Who merits to enter there? One who does not follow the counsel of the wicked, which is the counsel of evil, on the side of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And on the way of the sins, he did not withstand. Who is the path of sins? The one who said that through a wife that fornicates and eats and has discovered her mouth that way. And this, the seat of the fools he did not sit in. What is the seat of fools? This is Lilith, their mother of the multitude of masses, and they defile in Nida in the settlement. And also the multitude of masses defile their settlement of the righteous which sit between them as Nida. One who adhered to her, after blessing the Keter and the head of the Torah, it was said that he is as a tree that is planted on the water streams. And this is the tree of life, which it was said that his leaves will not fall. And this is the first correction. The second, in song, this is Chochmah. Sar Yud, and he sang Yud, and three letters, Yud are Yud, Yud, Yud. And they are Rosh and Sof and Emtza, the middle of the letter Yud. And they are implied in the concealed name, which is Yud, K, Vav, K. In these three, King David praised the daughter of the king. As it is written, a song to the ascents. There are 30 ascents, certainly, which are 30 degrees within the daughter rises with her father. In five Nimim of the Kinor, there are five names which remind five times the hay that has in this melody. One is the help of the Creator, one is one who protects you, two, the Creator protects you, three, the Creator is your shade, four, the Creator will keep you from all evil, and five, the Creator will keep your emergence and your return. And in them, the king says about the bride, praise your voice, the daughter of waves, the daughter of 12 wheels, which rise in them, Yud, He, Vav, He, in 10 kinds of nigunim. And in the four animals which rise, Yud, He, Vav, He, in a simple song, double, triple, square, which is Yud, He, Vav, He, and whose voice rises as the waves of the sea, and the waves of the sea that are above are 10 wheels. And it was said about them, his hands are wheels of gold filled with tarshish, with two arms of the daughter. And there are 6 joints in them, and they are the 6 degrees of the throne, 6 levels of the throne. And when the vav rises in them, they awakened in him to receive the seraphs in their wings. As it is written, the seraphs stand from above him, 6 wings to 1. And whoever rises on their wings and blossoms with them is Vav, including the 6 tables of unification, Shema Israel. For it was said that the bird of the sky will lead the voice. And when the daughter rises with her 2 arms, which are Chug, in which 6 joints which are Vav, And the secret is that his left is under my head and his right shall embrace me. When this song rises, it rises in six words, which are Shema Israel, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad. And when it goes down in six, which are Blessed be his name forever and ever. And the Nigun, when it rises in six. And when it is lowered in six. And it was said about them, his thighs are pillars six. And 10 wheels are Yud, against the 10 fingers that beat the Nigun, 5 in 5. And they are Hey Hey, which rise in Yud in 6 degrees, which is Vav, in which they rise and descend. And it's like a ladder that was said about. Here is a ladder that is placed on the land, and its head reaches to the heavens. And here the angels of God rise and descend in it. And everything is Yud Ke Vav Ke. Yod Ke Vav Ke. 14, and David who plays with his hand. Vav is Guf. His wings, Hey Hey. His Rosh, Yud, in which it raises the voice of the Nigun, of the melody. Vav is the lamp, Hey Hey, in the three parts of the lamp, which is on one side, and the three that are on the second side. Six of the middle candle, and the candle on his head. 10 is when it dwells upon the six and becomes 7. This is the secret of the matter of they shall illuminate with 7 candles. And against the menorah, which is 6, there are 6 arms of the menorah, which are Hey Hey, 6 letters Vav. And the secret of the matter is 7 and 7 that are solid, which rise to 14, which is Yud Ke Vav Ke. And this is the David playing with his hand. Yud is the against, Yud Dalet is against 14, and it rises with the little hey and the letter Vav, and later it rises Vav in Yud 6 times 10 until there's 60. And these are the letters that adhere to Kriyat Shema, due to which it was said, all who puts a gap between those who adhere, chill hell. And Solomon said about them, here is the bed of Solomon, 60 heroes around it. And they watch over his bed. And against them there are 60, which are queens. These are male and those are females. These are the cry, O Israel, which Moses corrected the males. And these are of Solomon, females. And these are receptacle for those. The degrees of Solomon are this receptacle for the degrees of Moses. And when they connect, everything is one. Shlomo becomes Moshe. And the corrections of the 4 letters, a song is corrected. And it was said about them, here are the angels of God who rise and descend in it. 2 rise, and they are Yud-Ke. And 2 come down, and they are Vav-Ke. And also the wheels of the sea rise in 10, and they are Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke. And 4 animals. And when the daughter rises with song, the eagle takes the yud in her mouth and on her head. Vav in the guf. Hey hey in her wings. Adam yud, ke, vav ke, rides on it all. And the image of their face, the face of man, rises upon everything. And the face of a lion is on the right. The 4 of them, this is yud ke, vav ke. And the face of the bull and the face of the eagle are the Merkava for the name of Yud Ke Vav Ke and man upon it all. While she rises in all these corrections, he praises her, as it is written, as the silk string, your lips speak beautifully. And there are 2 kinds of songs that praises with King David and blessed in song. 3rd in blessing, which is the upper Shekhinah. And it was said about her, bless my soul, the Lord. And it was given to a man, the soul of life, in which it was said, 5 corrections. What does the Creator nourish all the world with? So the soul nourishes the whole body. What does the Creator see and is not seen? So the soul sees and is not seen. How the Creator sits in the room of rooms, So the Saul sits in the room of rooms. While how the Creator fills all the land with His glory, so the Saul is filling the whole goof. Where is the Creator judging the whole world? So the Saul judges the goof. And the secret of the Neshama is that it's equal to the Creator. This is Bina, me. And it was said about her, and who shall you be imaged? I should be similar to, and I shall equalize. To who? It was said, Elmi. And it was said, five these things. These five certainly, since they are from the side of the upper hay. And these are all corrections in the heart. As it was said, the heart understands. The heart sees, the heart hears. After all, they are three. Hay is five. Foolishness and the wind of the mouth rises in voice and state and speech, and that is Vav. The arteries of the heart are as soldiers after their king, and the secret of the matter is where they are happy, where they are, their spiritual walk after them. So the arteries of the heart behave towards the Ruach. Here you have the wind of the heart, which emerges from the left ear of the heart. And this is the north spirit which beat on David's harp. And this is the spirit which beats on the 50 veins of the harp, which are five wings of the lung. And this rises in one pipe in the voice of the heart, which fire eats. And this is balancing the right of the heart towards the liver. And from it, speech emerges. If this was not words of fire, the wings of the lung would blow on the heart and burn all the body. The thought of the heart, this is Yud. And He is the speech and the statement. Vav is the voice which includes it all. Fourth in song. And this is the right arm, as it is written, sing a song for the Creator, a new song, for He has done wonders, He has saved with His right. And it was said about it, save us with your right, and it is in exile with divinity. And it supports it, and the secret is, the arm of the Creator was revealed upon who? And the swear of redemption was upon it. As it was said, the Lord has swore with His right, and this is His arm, and also lay till the morning. And why is the arm of the Creator called so? Because the palm has 10, five fingers of the Creator, the right pipe, which is the arm, Vav, the shoulder, which is Hay, and this is the middle pillar, which is connected on the right, to raise divinity from exile. And Moshe, which is the form of the image of the middle pillar, it was said about him, he leads to the right, Moshe is the arm of his glory. And he breaches the water of Torah for the seed of Abraham, which is the right to be a name for the world. And he connects for the hay of Abraham, which is the five books of the Torah. And in it, Moses was completed. And immediately when it was completed, the right was revealed to him, and this is the arm of the Creator. Upon who was it revealed? Fifth is in the Nigun, because this is the Nigun which rises from him in several melodies. The lasses on the left side, from which the spirit of the north would come down in David's harp and would play above it. As it is written, and he would be as the player plays, and the hand of the Creator was on it. And from there, thunder emerges, as it is written, and the thunder of his heroism, who will watch? And from there, the shepherd was shepherding the land in praise from the side of the staff towards Chesed, and the staff fell to the land in Tkiah. Paul, it crumbled on the land in Shvarim, and at the same time, three fathers connecting Gvura and become the Tuah Shvarim Tkiah. And in them, Ro'ah Hitro'ah. And this will be in the end of days. And all those signs will be in the land of Israel. Because there is Hebron, where the fathers are buried. So the sixth, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, bless him. For this is said, this is the night of preservance for the crater. And this is the middle pillar. And the secret of the matter is, sound these praises and say, save your Lord, save your people, O Lord, the rest of Israel. To keep the verse, as the days of you emerged from the land of Egypt, I shall show your wonders. And the secret of matter is Ma, which was who that will be. And from it is from the institute of his seat he will supervise. And this is the form of the image of the middle pillar at that time where the secret of the Mishnah is observed, and we ate all four and depend them on the fifth, which is a thousand, the fifth thousand, and we burn it in the beginning of the sixth, which is the sixth millennia. And in order to differentiate between the sixth, which is the middle pillar, and the seventh, which is his partner, we need to burn the Seol and Chametz, which are the multitude of masses, to not be apparent between the sixth, which is Vav, and between seven, which it was said about, seven on the day of your Hilal, of your praise. Because the multitude of masses differentiated between six and seven in the giving of the Torah. As you say, and he was Ra'am in thunder as Boshesh Moses. And it was says in six, in those 6 hours that they made the calf, and they separated between Vak, which are six, to seven. So the crater will separate between six and seven. Due to them, the matzah was spread as the food, the bread of poverty. And it was certainly poverty because at that time it was whole, like her friend, and on the side of being whole. As it is written, the light of the moon is like the light of the sun. And why was it matzah that was spread? Because from it, the vav, her foot, departed to be in her as a commandment. And the spread matzah remained dalit. Due to that, the spread matzah dalit, a whole matzah, hey. And due to that, we say a complete halel, and a halel that is not complete in Pesach, against a complete matzah and a spread matzah. And we say maro upon the vav that is differentiated from the hay. This caused them to bitter their lives, as bitterness is the, and she is bitter. As it is written, call for me mara, because hemar shadi to me. In hard labor, in heart, in difficulty, in matter, in the ease of matter, and between the nations of the world. Who caused this? Yud from Shadi, the impression of the covenant which Moses gave in the multitude of people. And this is why Moses came down from his degree, and it is written, go down, because you need to converse with your people, for your people, and not my people. And upon it, in the future, divinity is to be united with the Creator, because he differentiated them. They need to be united in order to correct where he sinned. All the friends rose and kissed him and said, if I didn't come to the world, but to hear this, it would be sufficient. Seven in triumph, which is the triumph of Israel, the eternity of Israel, upon which it was says, Netzach of Israel will not lie. And it was said, to he who triumphs over the dawn, the triumph of the eighth, who is the eighth? Hod. And it is Netzach upon it. The eighth in gratitude. And this is where David would praise the Creator and thank the Creator. And this is Hod, certainly. For the triumph, be thankful. And it was implied, Netzach of Hod, Netzach and Hod, which are miracles. And in it, he praised Moses then, because he sang to Moses, because he is Hod that gave to Moses. Then you will call, and the Creator will answer, and these are 8 days of the circumcision. And after it, the covenant, which is the Yesod of the righteous of the world, in which the Yud of Milah is revealed, the 10th of the 10 Sefirot. And this is Hod, the 8 days of Chanukah, for 24 days, which is, blessed may his name be forever and ever. And immediately when the olive rose as prey in his mouth, she sang 25 on Israel and 25 of Kislev. These are the 25 letters of unification, which are Shema Yisrael, and this is Chanukah. Chanu Ko. But Netzach was said about, and the ark was placed in the seventh month, because Netzach is implied in Noah as the righteous, and in it the water increased greatly. And when Israel do not keep the Brit Milah, the nations of the world overcome, which are the evil waters, and which were protected by saying that the water would go back and forth until this is of Israel, which is Malchut, the tenth to the tenth Sefirot, which is I have given my rainbow in the cloud, which is the covenant. And Yaakov on the same hip was said, and he's limping on his hip, which blossomed the yud from him, and he remained as akiv, as a heel. And the secret of the matter is, your rosh shall be poured, and you shall yeshuf the heel. When the sukkah was completed in its heel, it was said in Jacob, and Yaakov will come whole. And Yaakov is certainly the form of the image of the middle pillar on the side of the outside, and Moses was there, but from the side that was before. That's from the guf, and that's from the neshama. And due to that, from the middle pillar, they are Netzach and Hod. And when will the middle pillar be whole? When he connects with divinity, and it's written, Jacob went to Sukkota, and he built a house, as it is written, and the Lord, the Creator, built the rib at the same time that he unites with it. And Jacob came whole. At that time, the whole sukkah will be Havaya Adni Kaf Vav He Samech. Rabbi Elazar rose and said, Abba, Abba, why was it said on the first day of Sukkot, and you took for you on the first day the fruit of the tree of citrus? He said to him, my son, instruments of war were taken in those times, and those instruments of war are Israel, who are inscribed to triumph the judgment, an allegory to a king who had judgment and war for 70 nations, and no one knew who would win with the judgment. And he was asked, who won the judgment? And he said, look at those who are inscribed with the instruments of war in their hands, and you will know who triumphed the judgment. And you took on the first day the fruit of the tree of citrus, is the citron. This is divinity, the heart, which is the essence of all the organs of the body, which are three myrtles, the lulav, and the two badim of arava, the heart in the middle and the organs surrounding it. That's why the citron is the Shekhinah. And it was said so, if his buchna was taken and if his chazazit rose upon its multitude, he is disqualified, because it is similar to the divinity, which it was said, you are all beautiful, my beloved, and there is no flaw in you. Palms of dates are lulav, and it was said they were breached upon it, and it was disqualified, because this is cutting in the harvest. For the lulav is the connection and the unification of it all. One who blesses upon it on the first day of Sukkot, because it binds and unites everything, the life of worlds, which is against the 18 vertebra of the shidra, of the spine, which is said about that the lulav is similar to the spine. And the secret of the lulav is righteous shall blossom like a palm. And this is because all is in the heaven and the earth, and Ungulus translated it, who grips to the heaven and earth. And we need to shake them 18 shakes to six directions, which would sign the east and Yud Kei Vav. Six Havayot, which are 18 letters, and are all implied in the book of Yetzirah in six sides. And it was said, he leads and brings to the one who has four directions of the world, and they are his. He raises and lowers to one who the heaven and earth are his. Three Hadassim, the guf and the two arms, are against the eye and the two wings of the eye. The two Badei Aravot are against the two thighs and against the two lips. And where they are all in one bundle in Lulav, which is the spine, Shidra, what is it written? I said, I will rise in the date. One Sitron, א', אתרוג, עין ערבה, למד לולב, ה' הדס. They were all done against the four types of the chariot. The one who rides in them is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, and needs to be arranged in them in circumference, like the altar. And to who? To the garden that these plants were planted in. And the secret of the matter is that the female should surround the male. The female, Nun, from Gan, from garden, and Gever, man, from Gimel, from Gan, garden. Gan includes all three and the five parts of the Torah that is written, and the 7 days of Sukkot, which are 60, against the 60 maschetot. The eighth, which is a fast of the holiday on its own, in which the Torah was planted to water the tree which is planted in the garden, its roots and its branches, which is like the land, and all the holidays are celebrated in it. The ninth is in joyous song, which is song for the righteous, for the Creator, and the degree of the righteous who lives forever. From there, in song and in redemption, as the plant of the righteous, and below it, it shall grow. Underneath it, for sure, because this is the tenth of them all, and the righteous takes from the left, and the middle pillar on the right. As it is written, from his right, fire was given to him. At that same time, where the two names will be as one, the daughter's king will awaken in the Song of Songs and Mishlei and Kohelet, which are the 3,000s, Mashal, the three letters Yud, which are three drops of the brain that come down from Yud. And where do they extend to? Towards the righteous, which is the rainbow of the covenant, and what was small became great, and the secret of the matter is the shofar goes to spread greatly. When will he throw the arrow in the form of this image? Rabbi Shimon opened and said, the upper ones will be ready and hurry up in the instruments of war about the snake which is nesting in the great mountains, and it killed the Adam HaRishon and all the generations that followed. And due to that, the clarion emerges every day. Who that kills that snake nests in the great mountains and is given the daughter of the king, which is the prayer, which sits on a tower, which was set about, is a mighty tower, is the name of the Lord, where a righteous and sublime one will run. For the time being, Moshe is in here, and several flocks of bulls and sheep, and the staff in his hand. He raised his eyes to the tower, and come and see one man who is mute and is righteous, was named. He sat on the tower, a bow in his hand, and he was shooting arrows at the snake, and this was great spread, and the snake did not consider them. And the keshet, the bow, is this language of the mouth. A hard nut was put in the mouth. The string is the second, it's the language, the string of the bow. And this is the righteous who throws the arrows and the speech of the prayer at the snake. And the snake would not consider them. Not because of the weakness of the righteous who lives forever, but the weakness of the right of he who throws them, which is the righteous below him, when he is not whole. And therefore, he did not consider them. Until Moshe came and took one arrow and threw it with him. That was one after the other in his prayer. As it is written, until the weight of the snake will be breached by the arrow, which is Sam, another god, and his essence and his foundation. That's why the liver is angry. And what is it angry? In the gall, which is adhered to it. And this is the potion of death, its female, its tail, the gallbladder, which is considered an addition because she does transgressions and gives the remnants to her husband. The tail is his lover, and his bitter is angry, and his tail kills. The bitter is the partsuf, and the addendum of the tail is called, like within a person, that makes a partsuf and later a tail, which is an evil man. And this is, as we say, that a man is taken from the tree of life, and this is man who is taken from the tree of death. After the arrow makes through his liver, and the seed that he shoots as an arrow towards the bride. Yud is the seed which extends from it, and this is Zayin. And it was said that he came to send me to the goal, which is the daughter of the eye, the receptacle for the seed, which is Zayin, certainly. And what is the goal? This is the moon of its day. The holy moon, certainly, the goal is for the daughter of the eye, the point, the small point within. And it's with their sending arrows of love with the eyes, the goal, which is certainly the divinity, which protects Israel from the snake that is evil, Sam. And who does she protect upon him? It was said that she shall not be afraid of the night from the arrows that will fly in the day. And Evrato Yasechlach is the organ from the live, from the righteous. And under his wing you shall be covered, which are Hey Hey, the letter Zayin, which is Evrato, included in Yud Vav. The Guf Vav, his Rosh, is Yud and the lower one. Amito is the middle pillar. His Rosh is upper Chochmah. Righteous is in his image and his graving image. One is rewarded who keeps the covenant of the circumcision, and the Torah is the middle pillar, and they both protect him, one in this world and one in the next world. We're going to move to the next